Welcome back to another episode of MotoGP Mech, and today we're going to talk about Marco Bezzecchi and the problems he is having adapting to the GP23. Now, speaking after the race in Portimao, Bezzecchi said, "The start of the long race was very good, but unfortunately I lost a few positions in the first two corners. Then I was behind Miguel for a very, very long time. I had to stay behind him for about 70% of the race. However, once I passed him, I was able to go a little bit faster, and with so many riders crashing out in front of me, in the end, I ended up sixth." He was then asked to give some insight into what is going on with the GP23, and he said, "In general, we've made an awful lot of progress. Compared to Sepang and Qatar, I feel a lot better on the bike. I am especially strong when in braking, but it's the entrance into the corners and even more so on the apex on the right hand side, I do not feel good yet. A number of riders are even stronger here, but this is something we will concentrate on fixing." He then went on to say, "What is even more strange is that the more that the tire wears down over the race distance, the smaller the problem becomes when turning into the corner. Also," he said, "the bike feels very different when I ride alone. But all in all, it is better to have this and we will keep working with it." Now, I find it interesting what he's saying is that basically on new tires, he cannot turn in the way he wants to, especially on right-hand corners. He just doesn't feel that he has the grip, or is it could be producing too much grip. So it could be giving him a little bit of maybe understeer or too much understeer, or it could be just too grippy. So he cannot push it through the corner how he wants. But it is good to see that he is starting to find some positives on the bike, because those are the things that are going to keep him going. Now, in my view, Bezzecchi is a really, really good rider. And it is interesting to see him having these issues, especially as, you know, he was going to go to Pramac, but was asked by Rossi, in my belief, to stay with Rossi for the future. And, you know, my worry when he was going to Pramac was that getting a new bike, could he develop his way out of a problem with the bike? And this is going to be interesting to see, can they do this? Now, if you do remember, Pecco was also the one complaining about the turning in on the GP23, and they do ride very similar. What I did also mention on the podcast is that, you know, all the satellite Ducatis this season are on the first version of the GP23. They're not on the season ending version of the GP23. And that was the bike that Pecco was complaining about with the turning issues. So I definitely think it is interesting to see that that problem is also affecting Bezzecchi. But I would definitely love to know your thoughts. What do you think of Bezzecchi's comments? And do you think he can develop his way out of this problem before the mid-season? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another video.